OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you listen to the Stephen Knight Show.
Riddick finds himself on this planet that he's you know, unaware about, doesn't know what it is, and it seems a little deflated, and he's trying to get off the planet, so he calls in these bounty hunters that come and trying to hunt him down in the process of trying to get off this planet. Vin Diesel does fine, you know, he pretty much self-funded this movie. He went through a lot of things. He mortgaged his house, so he had a lot of faith in this project and in the character. And, you know, he did fine. If you like the Riddick stories, you'll love this one. If you're not a big fan of Riddick, then, you know, it's nothing that you have to go out and see, or it won't change your mind, really. But if you're looking for a good action movie for the weekend, this one didn't disappoint.
Yeah, I actually saw Riddick today myself, and I agree. It's a good action film. Riddick is to Vin Diesel what Rocky was to Stallone. You know, Stallone, Rocky was his baby, and after a while, you know, he was funding basically those movies himself. And I believe Vin Diesel is probably doing the same with Riddick, because that character, he is that character. Me personally, I really don't really use Vin Diesel in any other movies except the Riddick movie, because I haven't seen him, not even in the Fast and Furious, I haven't really seen him connect to a character like he does with Riddick. That's kind of personal for him. I give the movies a thumbs up. It does mix science fiction with horror and action. You know, I love that mixture. So I highly recommend going out and see Riddick if you're into that genre of movie. And I also got a sneak peek at the movie, the upcoming movie Prisoners. I was so excited to see the preview for this movie just simply because of the cast. Everyone in the cast has been nominated or won some type of Academy Award or something. It's all dramatic cast. They're a bunch of heavy hitters, and they deliver the goods in this movie. The movie is about two families who have two daughters that are friends, and the daughters get abducted. And it's a race of time to get the daughters back before the professionals deem that it's too late to bring them back alive. And there's a suspect on the line, and they're trying to squeeze information out of the suspect in a timely fashion to save the girl's life. Like I said, all the players in this movie deliver the goods. You have Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Terrence Howard, Paul Dano, Viola Davis, Melissa Leo, and Mario Biello. I highly recommend this movie. It's going to pull at your emotions a little bit, and I thoroughly look at Hugh Jackman a little differently now. I mean, I've always knew that he could act, but he really, really brings it to another level in this movie. This movie officially releases on the 20th of this month, so go check that out. Those are the two films I saw this weekend.
Perfect. Anything else, anything coming up you're looking forward to?
I saw a preview for the new Keanu Reeves movie coming out Christmas, 47 Ronin. I'm very interested in that. Seems like it's going to be a very, very good story, and it's going to be great cinematography in that as well. They are really, really pushing the envelope with what they're doing with the CGI stuff. So.
Sounds great. What about you?
For me, well, nothing's really catching my eye until Ender's Game comes out, but that's not until November. You know, it's a sci-fi story from the 80s, and it's a really popular book, so they turned it into a movie. That one looked good. And until then, nothing until, like, The Hobbit and, of course, the wintertime season. You know, we're in the fall, a little bit of the lull before all the big kind of heavy movies come out towards the end of the year, especially around Oscar season. They're trying to get all ramped up, so that's kind of the main ones I'm waiting for.
Yeah, you're going to start to see some of the Oscar movies come in toward the later part of this month and into the fall in the holiday season. And by the way, the movie Prisoners, I do think that it's going to be one of the contenders.
Yeah, that one did look exciting.
Sounds great. Well, listen, guys, we definitely appreciate you as always, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Ron, what's going on in the world of sports?
Man, football, and more. I'm just so thrilled, man. I'm happy.
Well, get us started. What's going on? I know you're just the time of your life right now, but
Let's see. I'm watching the Philly game, Philly and the Washington game. Philly was up by as many as 28-7. Now it's 7:23 left in the fourth quarter, and the Redskins are on a comeback. They are down 20-33, and they have the ball inside the Eagles. I think on the Eagles' 45-yard line, if I'm not mistaken, around that area, and it's third and two. So anyway, Redskins might make a comeback. We'll see. Falcons, man, that was a tough game to watch. That was tough. That was tough.
Yeah.
It was good though. That was a good game. The Saints are back. I'm sorry, Atlanta. I love y'all, but the Saints are back. They got their head coach Sean Payton back and on the sidelines after last year's Bounty Gate drama that actually cost him a postseason. He was actually out of coaching for the entire season last year. Well, he's back and it shows. The Saints look great. They offense, defense, special teams.
I mean they were all over. You know what I mean? All over.
Yeah, Saints look like the Saints of like three years ago when they won the Super Bowl 3 or 4 years ago back when they won the Super Bowl. Really, really good. Who else? The Super Bowl champions, man, the Ravens got drenched. They got embarrassed by the Denver Broncos, man. Peyton Manning still has it. Peyton Manning is still one of the top three quarterbacks in this league, hands down. He is the man. All that and then some. Yes, he is. All that. So Peyton Manning, great job. Congrats. I don't want y'all to win a Super Bowl. I don't even want y'all to actually be in it, but you know, props are due. Let's see some other highlights. Oakland Raiders, man. Oakland Raiders, I so want them to like do well, and they get so close, and then they just mess up and they don't win. So, you know. So anyway, yeah. So all the Oakland Raider fans out there, man, I am rooting for y'all. I hope that it works out this year so that y'all make the playoffs. But we'll see. You all lost this weekend. Sorry. Let's see. Pittsburgh is pretty much done. Marquise Pouncey, who was one of my favorite players in the NFL, this dude is just a great, great player. He's the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He actually suffered a knee injury yesterday by his own player. His own player injured him on the field, man. And,
wow.
Marquise is actually done for the season. He's out for the year. It was such a weird fluke play, man. So, Pouncey, man, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry for you. I wish that didn't happen. Get back stronger next year. But, yeah, one of my favorite players, Marquise Pouncey, Pittsburgh Steelers center, out for the season. The Patriots, man, barely won. They barely beat the Buffalo Bills. I'm not a Patriots fan, never have. I just don't like them. I don't hate them, but I just don't like the Patriots. So.
Okay.
Moving on, the Bears won. They beat the Bengals barely. So anyway, San Francisco, man, Anquan Boldin. I wish the Ravens would not have gotten rid of him. Anquan Boldin is a beast. I knew that back when he was with the Arizona Cardinals. This man is a Stephen, Miss Parker. He is one of the best wide receivers I've ever seen play. I mean, this man is quick, and he's big and strong and physical. And if he gets a fingertip on the ball, he is grabbing it. He is taking it out of your hand. He is going to, you know, just squeeze it. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Anquan had a great game. Colin Kaepernick had a really good game. Just the whole San Francisco team, great game. They're actually my my Super Bowl pick so far to go to the Super Bowl and actually win it all. Yeah, San Francisco. That's pretty much all the highlights really that I can think about. Oh, Jacksonville Jaguars only scored 2 points, and they got they got embarrassed. But yeah, 2 points. 2 points.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I feel that people down in Florida, please do not get mad at me, but I don't understand still why Jacksonville has an NFL franchise. I don't get it. I don't understand. They might be moving. I see it coming. They might be moving to California, San Antonio, somewhere. But Jacksonville's just not happening anymore. And that's pretty much it in the world of sports that I can think of. Nothing really else exciting going on. Oh, no.
Right.
No, hold on. Serena Williams. Serena, baby girl. I'm sorry, I cannot forget about Serena. She played a hell of a U.S. Open. I mean, she worth the price of admission. She's awesome, awesome. The best tennis player, hands down to me, ever. Definitely the best female tennis player, without a doubt. Not even close. I mean, Venus, I'm sorry. Serena, congratulations. She won her 5th U.S. Open title. So,
wow.
Big up.
Congratulations, Serena.
Congratulations, Serena. Absolutely. And that's pretty much it, man. So I'm about to get back to watching the rest of this Eagles Skins game. And, yo, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Aaron Cosby. Aaron, A-R-O-N, Cosby, like Bill. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Janair, if you're here, it's all yours. If not, I'll talk to you next week. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Ms. Ferguson, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up, Ms. Ferguson? Nothing. What's going on?
You're saying hi. Same old, same old.
Exactly.
I'm
on vacation, so I can't really complain.
Right.
You shouldn't, right?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to redeem myself from this long hiatus. So I have something for everybody tonight. I'm happy to report. And I really did miss you guys, of course. But
I'll
go ahead and get started. Thank you, Steve. Today is the last day to shop with Steve Madden. Of course, that's shoes for everyone there. But today is the last day to shop there and get 25% off of your purchase. And, of course, if you're shopping this time of night, you're shopping online. So the good news is that you can get free shipping on your purchase. And to get that 25% off, you need to use code DROP25. Now, this is just in time for fall. Wilson's Leather is having a sale on all of their designer jackets and handbags. And, of course, just because it's handbags doesn't necessarily mean that it's just for women. They have jackets on sale for men, too. And if you shop there now, you can get 25% off of all designer jackets and handbags. Gap is having a fall press sale. And if you shop there now through tomorrow, you can get up to 40% off of your purchase. If you're shopping online, you need to use code GAPMORE. And this is like one of my favorite events of the year. Nordstrom is having their shoe clearance event. And if you shop there now, you can get up to 40% off of clearance shoes. And just so you guys know, Nordstrom usually, marks down as time goes on because this isn't necessarily a sell through a specific date, but it's really while supplies last. So if you go ahead and shop there now, you can get up to 40% off of clearance shoes. The Loft is also having a great sale, and if you shop there now, you can get up to 40% off of clearance items, which is really good because sometimes the things at the Loft can be kind of pricey. So, an additional 40% off of clearance items doesn't necessarily hurt. J. Crew is having a fall sale also. Now, keep in mind, this is all fall clothes, so there won't be any additional markdowns. But if you shop at J. Crew, you can save 25% off all fall styles. And today is the last day to shop at Lomans, and this is online. I know that there are Lomans stores, but this is an online-only sale. Today is the last day to shop at Lawman's Online and get free shipping on your order of $50 or more, plus get an additional 15% off of your purchase. And like I said, this is online only, and I'm not sure if everybody knows, but Lawman's is like a store. They have all types of things, designer clothes, regular things. And it's for men and women and kids. So, again, and this is like one of those discounts. I wouldn't necessarily put it in line with Marshalls and TJ Maxx. I think it's a little bit more upscale than Marshalls and TJ Maxx, but it is like a designer discount store. And, again, an additional 15% off of your purchase if you're shopping online. Nine West is having a fall forward sale. And if you shop there now, you can save 25% off of all fall shoes. I'm sorry, and I want to let it be known that the sale ends tomorrow, so you have to hurry up and shop. Plus, you can get an additional 70% off of clearance shoes. The Limited just took markdowns on new items. If you shop there now, you can get 75% off of your purchase. And they have items starting as low as $9.99, so that's a pretty good deal. If you shop, this is just for the guys. If you shop Macy's Men, you can save up to 50% off of new fall looks. And today is the last day to shop shoes.com and save 50% off of all sandals. And I'm always preaching about how, you know, we need to buy things that are off season. This is the perfect time because, of course, they're trying to get rid of everything to make room for the fall and winter clothes. So go ahead and hurry on to shoes.com. This is an online-only store. And you can save up to 50% off of your sandals. And last but not least, Piperlime.com, which I'm always talking about, Piperlime. They are a part of Gap, Old Navy, and Banana Republic, that whole group. If you shop Piperlime.com now, you can shop their boot sale. And you have to hurry because it ends tonight. But you can get 20% off of all their fall boots with the code SHOEBOX. And
all right.
Ahead,
and they can find all that at ButcherShopaholic.com. There's a link on our Facebook page, The Steve and Knight Show. Check it out. Thank you, Janera.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too. All right, before we take a quick commercial break, I do want to speak briefly. I received some great information that about a event called Women Who Jam. It's hosted by the Philadelphia Network of the National Association of Black Female Executives in Music and Entertainment Incorporated. Very excited to talk about Women Who Jam, the nationally represented all-female music showcase to the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. The showcase hits the stage, so if you're in Philly, check this out. Hits the stage Wednesday, September 11th, at the Mezzian, I believe, Super Club at 6 p.m. Now, we have Angela Starkey on, who is a member, and she's here to tell us a little bit more about Women Who Jam. How you doing, Angela?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good, good, good. So tell us about this wonderful event that's coming up.
Certainly. We are definitely pleased to bring this national brand to Philadelphia. Women Who Jam is a national women's all-female branded event, and it highlights all types of women artists and entertainers, from dancers, musicians, comedians, spoken word artists, and whoever is in the entertainment business, and who are often overlooked, you know, by, you know, concert promoters, record labels, and radio stations.
Right.
And it serves as an advocate and voice for all female artists and women that are in the business that are looking to network and get their foot in the door and are just, you know, knocking down walls by just, you know, giving them a platform to stand on and get that exposure and brand.
Exactly, exactly. And I know we got to shout out Sveka Vodka, they're one of the sponsors, is that correct?
Yeah, it's Sveka Vodka. From 6 to from about 7 to 8 o'clock, we're going to be doing a tasting, so all are welcome to come out to try their flavors. We have a signature cocktail that we're going to be providing at our event called the Nabtini, based off, you know, the national of our organization. So definitely come out and, you know, enjoy that with us. some hors d'oeuvres and appetizers will be served as well with great music. And, you know, people from Philadelphia, you know, we have this soul and this passion for music and a whole hub of talent here. So we have people coming from Baltimore and New York and D.C. to come up to showcase with us. And they're excited, you know, just to be able to do that. So we're happy. We're just happy to, you know, bring this event to Philly. You know, Philadelphia definitely is the market for new music and talent. And we're just here to showcase that.
And people can go to womenwhojam.com for more information. Is that correct?
Yes, you can go to the actual website. You can go to the NAFM website, which is NAFM.org, or we have a Facebook page as well, Women Who Jam. And all the artists that are involved have been posting the pictures and, you know, the flyer online. So you can actually go on to Women Who Jam on Facebook. You can go to the Philly NAFM Network and see that and sign up if you're an artist as well. And, of course, the founder, Ms. Johnny Walker, she also, you can reach out to her and, you know, post if you're interested in showcasing talent as well.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about Women Who Jam. I know it's going to be a great event, and I wish you all the best with this one.
Thank you. Thank you. We hope to, you know, see you soon as well.
Absolutely. I would love to get up there. I haven't been to Philly in a while, so. Well, listen, you have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Have a great show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
A life challenge and a call from the Supreme sent her on a spiritual journey to reinstill the faith from her childhood into her life. This spiritual awakening led her to found Path of Anadim, a nonprofit spiritual organization devoted to helping others reach their untapped eternal happiness and peace within, a.k.a. blissful living. Satya's personal mission is to live in love, peace, and anadim, and to propagate blissful living by helping others become more self-dependent and self-reliant, especially destitute women and children. Please help me welcome Satya Kara. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I was so, you know, we've been, prior to the holiday, we did a series on self-empowerment. We had two shows dedicated to that, and I know you were supposed to be on the first one. We kind of had some football, but I was so glad to talk to you because I think this is something that we have to talk about. You know, people need to you know, get your entertainment, but also be in touch with your spirituality. But let's start from the beginning. What led you to this journey of becoming a transformational coach and a spiritual guide?
You know, when I came to this country about 43 years ago, now actually it's 44 years ago, I was doing a sweeping the floors, even though I was educated from India. I had a degree, a master's degree and all that, but due to visa situation and all that, I was working as a $1.65 minimum wages per hour and sweeping the floors.
Wow.
And I said, that's not the way I am going to lead my life. So I want to become a manager, supervisors, and, you know, go higher and higher on the corporate, in the corporate world, and I finally made it all the way to chairperson and CEO of the biotechnology company. Of course, I studied more, and I went to school here, and I founded the companies, and I co-founded the companies, and I work in a biotechnology area, especially in a cancer arena. And but the problem was I would be very happy when I achieved my goals, but that happiness did not last very long. Then something else would come, make me unhappy, then happy. Like I become like a ping pong ball hopping between happiness and unhappiness. And finally,
wow.
I learned the secret of how to be happy. And once
wow.
I learned that, I said, how? If I could be happy, then I could not be happy when I have everything going well in my life. What about the people who are single mothers and could be not have a job and sometimes run into the tough situations and also some nature calamities and things like that? And this happiness, sometimes the stock market goes up and down, sometimes its temperature
mm-hmm.
is 100 degree or sometimes 70 degree, and sometimes the job situation or with the managers or with the colleagues and the families. So
wow.
all that are going up and down, and finally I learned the secret that how I can still be happy having all those things up and downs in life, but still not be affected. And that's the secret, and I became the coach of how to be happy, or I call it, I'm a self-transformational and empowerment and happiness coach now.
You know, I find it interesting because your story, like so many people, that they, you know, they set out to hit these goals, whether it be in entertainment or be in corporate America or wherever, they get there and they're still not completely happy. In your example, I mean, in your opinion, I'm sorry, what is blissful living and what are the keys, some of the top keys to being, you know, having that blissful life?
You know, the number one thing is that we always blame others or the situations for our unhappiness or our miseries or our unhappiness or our pains and sorrows. And I learned one of the secrets was that instead of blaming others, I should focus on myself. And how could I improve myself? How could
right.
I grow myself? And what are the things I could do personally without blaming the system or
mm-hmm.
others?
And a lot of people do that. They always look to blame everyone else or blame the system and not look at themselves and saying, you know, what am I doing? How am I contributing? Okay, what's next?
Okay, so one is that how am I doing, what not to blame others, and also rather than thinking about getting everything in the world and becoming a selfish, start sharing with others. Start helping others. Start helping others. And
right.
then
exactly.
also I have to learn how to work myself more effectively, because whatever my inner strengths are or my temperament is, I should work accordingly rather than fighting or going against it. For example, if I'm an introverted person, I should not have to go and try to get the job where it requires a lot of networking and
right.
networking.
Right.
I was like, I am an extroverted person, and I wanted to be more doing the things on the labs and the benches, and which was kind of making me unhappy. So I just gotten more into sales and marketing, and that made me very happy.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And also do the best one can do it, rather
mm-hmm.
than trying to do it 99.9%. Try to do everything 100+%, because we don't know which 1%, 0.1% we might lose it. And also focus on practicing goodness. Like have a positive attitude, or have a good attitude. Sometimes all the positive attitude could get us into trouble too. So I call it
yeah.
just stay neutral, but practice on having the thought which brings you more motivation and more happiness and more joy and more blissful living in your life. And
wow.
also speak more softly rather than abusing the people and condescending. And listen to the good things. Don't just participate in the gossips, etc. And do the things which makes me happy. In other words, in the which I can contribute to the society. I can also take care of my health. I can do some yoga or exercises and do some meditation and prayer. And not just a pray just for myself, but pray for others also.
I agree.
And I also have a good company. It's not that we should just go and mingle with anybody. You know, if I want to go and play the stock market, then I should have the friends in the stock market. But if I want to be more on the spiritual path, then I should be more on the doing some social services and contributing to the society and helping others. So whatever makes me happy, I should mingle with those kind of companies rather than going and wasting my time all around it.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Now, I know
and
that
also,
you all... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, and also, if I need to educate myself to do something better, which I don't know, in other words, if I want to swim, and if I don't know the swimming well, I should develop my skills of swimming so I can become a better swimmer. If I not know how to run my computer or certain programs on the computer, I should go and learn rather than creating a lot of frustration in myself.
Mm.
And I should learn what skills, whatever I need to do the best job. And also, whatever I do, I should do with love and compassion rather than resentment that I have to do it. Why me?
Rather than saying why me,
instead of telling God why me, tell God try me. Because make God or divine company or whatever you want to name, God or supreme consciousness, but try to connect with some faith, whatever it is. So have a faith in yourself. It's not just with God and Almighty, but believe in yourself because God has created us and brought us on this earth for some purpose. So we should know what is the purpose of my life is and try to fulfill because we have our personal, individual dharmas. At the same time, we have a purpose, universal purpose in our life, and the purpose is that be happy, enjoy the life, reach your unlimited potential, which is eternal happiness. Do not sacrifice your eternal, everlasting happiness, which is within ourselves, and the peace. We should not lose the peace of our mind for little tiny things in our life. And that's why I have several books like that. And they're all 30 days books which have one day to practice with one message per day to practice with 30 days planners on the back so one can checklist. And the books are like, name is like Enjoy Worry-Free Life because worry is the one which causes a lot of unhappiness in our life. Then I have another book which is called Prosperity Forever, which is like infinite prosperity. Because prosperity has a kind of a wrong connotation. Prosperity means the more possessions and more titles we have, then we are more rich. More money we have. But prosperity means the more satisfied we are within ourselves. That's what our prosperity is all about.
Wow.
More happy we are inside, more healthier we are, more calmer in our mind, our heart is filled with love, we are more loving, sharing, forgiving. That's all a part of our prosperity.
Exactly. Now, I know you were talking about your books, and I want to talk about the book, My Questions and God's Answers, which is an Amazon bestseller. Congratulations on that. Tell us about that book.
Okay. That is on the Bhagavad Gita, and that is one of the books which became the bestseller. And it is based on the Bhagavad Gita, which is the Bible of India, and it says, Guide to Eternal Happiness, Peace, and Anandam. And also, I'd like to let you know that in the last 30 days, all of my 11 books became bestseller on Amazon.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And some of them became number one bestsellers.
Wow.
Because they're very simple, easy to read, and very practical. Spirituality is not something you talk about. All of my books are practicality of spirituality. How to practice the spirituality in life to enhance the quality of life and make us a better and better human being. Because
Absolutely.
We could call it ourselves, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. End of the day, we all have one religion, the religion of love and religion of compassion and religion of humanity. We are all brothers and sisters. We all came from the one source. So we have to help each other and practice brotherhood and sisterhood and oneness. We are all part of this one creation, one world. We are no separate than each other. We might have a different color of our skin, but we are all made with blood, bones, muscles, and all have the similar genes. Only like 99.99% genes are the same in all human beings. Only the 0.001% genes are different. That gives us a difference in our color, different color of hair, different color of eyes. But every human being is hungry for love and happiness.
I agree. Well, listen, thank you, Cedra. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing all the wisdom. I agree with everything you said, and I know that people can learn more about you and your books and everything at PathToAnandam.org. There'll be a link on our Facebook page and also our website. But I want to thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to come join us. And you have a great night, okay?
Thank you very much, and thank you to your audience. Now they're my audience also. And Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace for my mind, peace for my body, and peace for the whole universe. May God bless the whole universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great one.
Thank you.
I'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Shawn Watson after this.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Shawn Watson is on a serious mission to educate people on developing, sustaining, healthy, and long-lasting relationships. His approach is authentic. He has a passion to help women see their downfalls of choosing Mr. Wrong. He comes as a quiet, cool, and manly demeanor to approach the heart of women and let them know that Mr. Right is available, but they have to want him. A lady can't base him on the next man or how the past man operated her life in the previous relationships. Last year, he released his book, Kissing Your Heartache Goodbye, which is a book that teaches women what they need to know before entering their relationships. Please help me welcome Shawn Watson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I know I've been watching the Twitter and the Facebook posts. Definitely appreciate all the love, and I'm definitely excited to be on tonight.
Well, we're glad to have you. You know, I think the book is I'm curious, what made you come up with this idea? Because, you know, you always hear women complaining about how they can't find Mr. Right and all this. What made you come up with this self-help book really for women getting past heartbreak and going on to the next relationship?
Well, for me, it was through basic experience that I went through, surveys, and it was definitely a call. It was a mission. It was a mission from God for me. And I can tell you that the last relationship that I was in actually positioned me towards my purpose. And sometimes,
okay,
when people come in our lives, you wonder why people come in your life for a reason or a season. Sometimes people come in your life for a reason to get you closer to your purpose, because some people may not have the courage to get there themselves. So God puts people there just to kind of push you a little closer. You know, your experience, your testimony is powerful. It's a powerful tool. And
right.
When I went through my life and through different experiences, it's very valuable at this time right now, because now I'm able to really help people. Because, you know, you can have all the certification in the world, but if you don't have testimony and you haven't been tested, really, you know, it's all about being transparent, you know, because,
right,
you know, people, clients, you know, audience, they like people they can relate to. And when we talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that every single person, it doesn't have to be a relationship, every single person, it could be a fight that you had with a friend, and you know, you're able to relate. It could be, you know, there's some people that's having some issues with their family, you know, father-son relationships. You know, I know Oprah was talking a couple weeks ago, they had the father-son relationship, you know, the father's not being inside their homes, mother-daughter relationships, whatever, but we all can relate to forgiveness at some factor. So,
right,
you know, I feel like it's necessary to put this book together when we talk about women, because I've seen a lot of women, I've dated a lot of women who've gone through hurt, betrayal, and all these different things. And my focus was, if I can really get women positioned and delivered from their heart and any kind of pain, then I can help to make relationships a little bit better, because then the men will be prepared, because women at this time, they will know what they're looking for. Because one thing I talk about in this book is that it's important that after you go through, you know, the recovery stage, that you put together a plan, almost like a business plan, when you're talking about dating again.
Right, right. So how a woman, let's say a woman who was in a long-term relationship, and, you know, it didn't work out. What does she need to do before going into her next relationship?
Now, you said the relationship didn't work?
Yeah, the first relationship, the long-term relationship didn't work, so now she's back in the market. What does she need to know prior to dating again?
Well, it really depends on what happened in that past relationship, you know.
Okay.
If she's hurt, if she's any kind of pain, if it was something, maybe she needs a little time to figure some things out. You know? Figure some things
right
out, you know, with herself. You know, one of the things that we forget about when we go through adversity, we forget that we have a purpose. We forget about that, because it's something that's very hard to remember when you're going through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sometimes it could be time for us to kind of sit back a little bit, put together a plan, and start getting into our purpose, you know, because that's one of the things I talk about in this book, and that's one of the things I'm going to talk about when I eventually started doing the workshops and seminars for women, is that I'm going to really encourage women to pursue their purpose. I'm going to encourage women to go after their dreams and visions, because I want them to know that they can stand alone and they are independent, not dependent.
Right, I agree. So I know that the book's been out for a while, and I've read a lot of the reviews, been great reviews. What are some of the response that women tell you after reading this book?
Well, they never looked at relationships like this before. A lot of people like when I talk about the different types of men, because they never really thought about it like that. But I really wanted to put together something like a more of a reverse psychology. Okay, if you want this type of man, these are the results that you probably will get from this type of man. So I really wanted to do more of a teaching. So a lot of the women that I talk with, it's like, you know, I never really thought about this right here. I thought I had forgiven, but I haven't. You know, these are some really good ideas. These are some things that I can really use down the line for my future relationships. And then I had some people that really supported me on this and really purchased extra copies and bless other people with it.
Right, exactly. Now, I was going to ask you a question. What, in your opinion, what are some of the common mistakes women make in their voyage, on their voyage to find a Mr. Right? What are some of the things that they do wrong?
Really, it's more about one is not being healed. I see a lot of women going through relationships, and it's more a rebound. And
okay.
when you go through rebound relationships, that is more off of emotion, you know, because when you're going through pain and heartache, you know, you're going off of emotion, and you have some desperation in you, and you just need some attention from someone. So you want to get into a relationship, and that could be a really bad thing on a few different levels. One, it could be a bad thing for the other person, the other party, because that person could really start to really like you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you finally get off of that, you know, whatever you're on, and you decide to get up and it's time to go, then that person could have possibly, you know, start to develop an emotional attachment with you. So that's one of the things that I see. And then the other thing, too, is just come up with a plan. One of the things I've noticed is that, you know, a lot of women don't know their self-worth. And that's one of the things that I
mm-hmm.
talk about a lot because, you know, when you don't know what you deserve, you're just going to take a little bit of anything. And that's important for you to know because there's so many women and so many relationships I've seen when we talk about toxic relationships. I've seen, you know, physically and verbally abused by someone, you know, and a lot of it is what I talked about earlier. I'm taking this because I don't know what else to do. I'm taking this because, you know, he's the only guy I've ever known. I'm taking this because, you know, he's the breadwinner, and I don't have an education. I don't have a vision, so I'm having to take this. That's why I'm wanting to give women options, you know, so that way if you are in a relationship like this, you have the confidence to be able to lead because you have a vision, you have an education, you have whatever you need to make you feel like you are independent and not feel like you're dependent.
I agree. I would say once you know your own worth, you know what you bring to the table, I think it not only impacts how people treat you, how you treat yourself, but how you allow people to treat you. So I definitely agree with that. Now I know you do motivational speaking and whatnot. Tell us about what made you start doing that.
Well, I started doing motivational speaking, believe it or not, in high school. I was about a senior or a junior in high school, and I started doing this Toastmasters program. And I remember the first time I spoke, I spoke to a couple hundred people. I was doing that at an event, a banquet actually. I started speaking. And at the time when I was in high school, I didn't realize it was such thing as a professional speaker. And so I spoke with a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people don't realize that I used to be a former athlete. I did basketball and football. I played football overseas, my senior year in Germany. I was actually looking to stay and play professionally over there in football and basketball because those were my two sports. I was going on doing different training. And I actually stopped playing football in 2004, and I stopped playing basketball in 2007, I believe. I played 1 year, one semester of college basketball at a community college. That was a tough time for me because I didn't really know what I wanted to do because the game basketball was in my blood. I mean, I know that's the only thing I knew since the time I was 9 years old. And it took me till I was 23 to realize that, you know, you're good at motivating people. You have a testimony. You have a story to tell. And so I started speaking on videos in 2010 doing YouTube videos. But then I started to realize that when I started doing it, that in order for me to do this at a high level, I needed to have a product. And so in 2011, I started putting this book together. And my testimony for this book is that I let people know is that I had two challenges in my whole life, and it started with the book. One was that I wrote this book while working two jobs. And, I mean, I worked a full-time job, and I worked a part-time morning job. And I still was able to get this book done and accomplished. And I say that not to brag, but I say that because a lot of people say I don't have time to get my dream done. But you know what? You have to make time. It is all about sacrifice, because I put the time in, you know, working 50-plus hours a week at the time. And I was getting about four hours of sleep a night, sometimes a little less, because, you know, you get into your dream and your purpose, but you have to make time for it. And, you know, there's no excuses on it, because the way I look at it, and it's true, is that in life there are positives and negatives. And when you take one step forward towards your vision, whether it's looking something online or writing something down, that's a positive. And when you don't take a step at all, that's a negative. And negatives don't add up.
Right. I agree. So tell me, what is it that you want to accomplish? Obviously, you're influencing people and encouraging them, which is great. What is the ultimate goal with your books and your motivational speaking?
Well, my ultimate goal really is to be an international or global speaker, coach,
mm-hmm.
and author. My vision is to do this at its highest levels. My vision for this is to be traveling all across the country speaking, because the way I see it is that everyone across the world needs empowerment. And I am big when it comes to getting people jump-started on their dreams and their vision, because that is something that is very important. It's not an option, but it's a responsibility when you're talking about pursuing a purpose. I see a lot of people have to make a decision for what is it to make a decision about your gift, your dream. It's not a decision-making decision. It is a responsibility. You have to make choice and make yourself do it. Sometimes not always about what we want, but sometimes it's about what God put you here. Why did he create you? What is it that he wanted you to do? And get into that.
Right.
Start loving it and see what happens with it.
Don't be afraid to go after your dream. Don't be afraid to put the work in there and then make it happen.
You have to put the work in. That's the key.
Right, because some people have a dream, but they don't even do anything to prepare. I remember I used to work with the youth, and a lot of them would tell me that they wanted to be in the NFL. And I said, well, do you play football for your school? No. You got to put the work in there, you know. They're not just going to see you playing street ball one day and say, okay, we're going to draft him. So, yeah, I definitely agree. The work has to be there and the determination. What advice would you give someone, other advice would you give someone who wants to break out and really just use their knowledge and their experience and their testimony to help others?
The one thing I just say is just start, you know. You know, a lot of times we second guess ourselves about, you know, should we get started? You know, we all have a story. We all have a testimony. And the story that you are afraid to tell someone, you know, is someone that can't receive transformation, because the transformation that they're trying to get is something that you have inside of you, but you are afraid to get it out. And so I just say,
right.
If you that don't second guess yourself and go ahead and get it out. You know, it's about getting started. I heard Les Brown say it one time, is that you don't have to be great to get started. You just have to get started. And once you get started,
right.
You take the first step. You know, just allow God to guide you after that, but you have to take the first step. And I just say for that person out there, you know, don't stop thinking about it. Stop second guessing yourself. If it's something on your heart, you know, go after it. Because the true cheating in life is having a vision and doing nothing about it.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I want to thank you so much for coming on and just giving us so much information today. And I agree with what you said. And I know that people can order a copy of Kissing Your Heartache Goodbye. There's a link on our Facebook page. And I wish you nothing but success with what you're doing. And I like the positive energy you're putting out there.
Well, I definitely, again, want to just, thank you for having me on the show. It definitely was a blessing to be on the show. Thank you for all the callers who are on, definitely a blessing. First of all, I just got to also thank God for just these opportunities. And for anyone out there who wants to, get a hold of me on any kind of social media networks, I'm out here to serve people. I'm out here to get people jump-started and going. So if you really want to get going, if you're struggling right now to get going, connect with me and let's see what we can get going.
Absolutely. Listen, you have a good one, okay?
Are you too?
All right, thank you. All right. We'll come right back with Steven's playlist.
Hey, listen. While you're enjoying this program, you could be making touch-ups to pics you've taken. Not just any photos, ones that make people say, "Oh my God, how'd you do that?" And I've got the instructions to help. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com. I'll teach you how to amaze them all. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com.
Welcome back to the Steven Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. I know we're supposed to have Mac Wild One, excuse me. I think we had some kind of difficulty with that, so hopefully we can get him back on here. But check out his album. It's called New York, A Love Story. It's in stores September 17th. Check it out. Support him. He has a hot single on now. I remember I first heard it in the gym called Own It. I didn't even know it was him. I just knew it, I thought it was a new artist, which I guess is a new artist. And it's a hot song. It was co-written with Neo. So check it out. And hopefully we can get Mac on so we can talk about his career. But now let's go into Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. And tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including Drake, Pleasure P, Rihanna. If you're interested in being featured, please email us at thestevennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. And we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by Drake. It's called Hold On, We're Going Home. Check it out. Enjoy Steven's playlist.
Hold on, we're going home. Oh, but no one compares to you. So baby, I'm trying to make you see our future feels like a fantasy. No doubt this love is here to stay. I know you feel the same way.
Never let go. Give me your hand, I'm grabbing hold. Let me cut you right to your soul.
Let's do it together, make it last forever.
Let the past just be the past,
and
focus on things that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust.
I can't control. I can't stop loving you, hey. all of the answers, yes, to all of the questions, oh, that drive us apart. This journey won't be easy, no, it won't come to
playlist. I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners, and also to make sure if you're in Philly to check out the Women Who Jam showcase September 11th. Find out more information about that on our Facebook page. Thank you, Thadia Kara. Check her out, you all. If you're trying to get your mind right, get your spirit right, live blissful living. Check her out. And also to Shawn Watson, young man, definitely trying to help inspire women and, you know, make it a better place for us all. So definitely show respect to him. And also to Mac Wild, so we didn't get to speak with tonight, but hopefully we can reschedule that. Check out his new album, you all. It's New York, A Love Story. It's a mix of R&B and hip-hop music. September 17th, he's worked with Neo and some incredible people on this project. So check them out. And next week we're back. We have, you remember, RL from Next. He'll be on. And more entertainment news, sports, fashion, and music movie reviews. So check us out. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, and God bless. Good night.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.